Welcome to the Editor's Note Comics Podcast.
I think that this world, it needs men that are willing to make the hard call.
Central Maine's best comics podcast, by default.
Ain't no thing like me, Stephanie.
Here are your hosts, Zach and Jared.
Matt's coming. No. When do we start?
Welcome back to the show where we talk comics and movies and pop culture TV and a bunch of other crap.
Wow, that's a wide-ranging...
I'm Zach, and you're some son of a bitch.
Okay, time out. Time out.
New listeners, man.
Yeah, my name is not son of a bitch, first of all.
Some I'm not bitch. Just some...
Okay,
We gotta compress it to some bitch. Some bitch.
No, you don't. You just call me by my real name.
That's how you do it Maine style.
No, that's bitch. More southern. My name is Jared.
Southern Maine.
That's how they do it down in Sanford.
Awful.
Yeah, it's awful that you opened the show welcoming new listeners by calling the co-host, the anchor, the main event, the heartbeat of this show, a real son of a bitch.
But we got new recording foam.
Yeah, I see that. That's very nice. Yeah,
we're foamed up.
And you put it in like different directions.
It's supposed to be.
I like it. You did your research. You did your homework.
Yeah, I mean...
You also look like you hot glued it because there's little stringy pieces all over it. Or is that just hair?
Both. I hot glued it and there's hair.
Wow, where'd you get a hot glue gun?
When I say hot glue, I actually mean super glue.
Oh.
Sorry, I misspoke about my glue.
Yeah, you lied to me about your gluing habits and techniques. You didn't use just like the Elmer's glue stick? You used some like high quality stuff?
No, I have super glue. I didn't have Elmer's.
Is it knockoff super glue or is it like crazy glue? Gorilla glue.
It was super.
Listen, just because it says, is it the kind of glue that...
I used multiple tubes on this because it turns out there ain't that much per tube, but I had a pack.
No, there's not.
I had a pack of tubes.
Is it the give you the warning to not touch your fingers to each other or they'll be glued together forever?
I mean, it tastes fine.
I mean, that's to each their own.
That's a thing, though. Hopefully we sound better this week because we're...
Zach eats paste. Well, glue, technically.
That's where... The hell did you do?
I was trying to adjust...
You threw the headphones down.
There, I couldn't hear very well with my hat and the headphones.
Well, there you go.
Now I can hear very well.
Fantastic. Hopefully we sound a hair better this week. This is the most professional we've been.
Okay, let's clarify.
It upgrades all the time.
This is the most professional setup we've had as far as like overall general professionalism. Probably case in point.
That was my stomach, not my farts.
It sounded loud
enough
to be...
That was a stomach.
Wow, good for you.
I mean, there'll be a fart to follow up my stomach rumbling, but...
So everything's just kind of settling down.
You pointed at me, you're like, case in point. I'm like...
No, maybe I was just pointing at you in general.
I can't stop a stomach rumble. I can hopefully hold a fart, but
you got
not
a haircut
stomach
recently.
Rumble.
Did you get a haircut recently? Or maybe you just...
I mean, I trimmed it in the bathroom.
Wow. So you just... When's the last time you got a real haircut? Like you went out and got your haircut by somebody else?
There was a wedding in the summer.
But you just shaved your head for that?
No. I had a haircut in the summer.
So did you just like put some clippers on and just run it at the same length all over your head?
Yeah, it's number 7.
Number 7. Wow.
And my beard's a number 5. What of it?
There's, you know what I'm going to do? I should, because I didn't really get you anything for your birthday. I'm going to buy you a haircut, like a real haircut.
Or my wedding.
I was in your wedding.
It still didn't get me anything.
I bought a suit.
Still didn't get me anything.
I was there.
Everyone else did.
Not everyone else did.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Mike said he didn't get you anything.
Just because he didn't know about it doesn't mean that his wife didn't.
Oh, well, Mike didn't get anything.
I guess.
I give you 52 hours a year in podcast servitude.
I don't know what we're going to do in December.
Well, that's a long. Thank God it's February. We have some time to figure this out.
Because I have shows basically planned through August, but December, like our normal recording day falls on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve this year. So it's like, we got to figure that out.
Well,
that's a ways off.
We have 9 months. We could gestate a baby in that time.
We'll get
we could
there,
create life between now and that problem.
I guess from there, we'll go into the news. That's a thing we do.
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
It's time for the news.
Huge jacked man himself.
Oh, yes.
And Patrick Stewart.
What, are they going to give us more?
No, they're in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Really?
For being the longest superhero actors.
Really? I thought they were going to be in the Guinness Book of World Records for being major league badasses.
I mean, they could be, but they're in there for longest superhero performance.
Wow.
Because they went in there in the year 2000 with X-Men 1 and then going to 2016
wow,
with Logan.
That's a long time.
Yeah. I'd argue Adam West did it longer because he came back to do some animated stuff.
And yeah, he had a big hiatus.
But he also did Super Friends, and then he did some two animated movies. I'd argue Adam West has the longest run, but whatever. Hugh Jackman and Patrick Stewart are in there. And also Burt Ward, I guess, because he was there too.
Yeah, he was also involved. Well, wouldn't Robert Downey Jr. be closing in on that? When was Iron Man?
2008. So he's only been in 11. Oh, okay. Patrick Stewart and Hugh Jackman got 17 years? 16 or 17.
Wow, okay.
So they're in the Guinness Book of World Records officially.
Good for them.
That's a thing. What else we got? Ghostbusters. My God. That's had a week.
Yes.
Jason Reitman, son of Ivan Reitman, the director of the first Ghostbusters.
He is Viggo.
Look, Viggo ain't great. Ghostbusters 2.
He would like the buzzing of flies to him.
It's not a great movie. Oh, come on. It's entertaining enough.
It's not bad.
I don't mind it. Not at all.
I mean, the harbor in New York is not deep enough for the Statue of Liberty to walk across and have her shoulders and head above water, but
I mean,
maybe she's like treading water.
It is if you have a Nintendo, whatever that controller was called.
The badass one.
I had a Max, which was like you could press a button and it was like a turbo button that would just basically hold down like the A button. So it would just like if you had an attack, it would just do it automatically.
Yeah.
I forgot that one. That was the big square one, though. I don't know what that was called. I didn't own one of those.
Okay, yeah, well.
I had an NES Max, though. Fun facts.
I never had a Nintendo.
Fun facts about my Max.
I had a Game Boy.
We'll get to a Game Boy game. We're not there yet.
Is it news about a Game Boy game?
Pokemon.
I thought we were going to talk about the about Link's Awakening. They've totally reimaged it for Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, that's
in
awesome.
3D. It looks badass.
Not what we're here
to
talk
about. But it's like 110% accurate. Like if you ever wished to know what that world would look like in 3D.
They've done that a couple times, though. They did that with Ocarina of Time. They did that with Majora's Mask. They've already done that with the 3DS. Like, this isn't new. It's fun that they're reimagining these things, and they just...
Yeah, but Ocarina of Time was in a three-dimensional world with the Nintendo 64.
Yeah, but they still updated it. They just did the same thing with Resident Evil 2. Like,
yeah, but this is different, because this was a top-down game, and now it's 3D, and I want it.
Okay, great. I
but
do
it also
too.
Means I'd have to buy a Nintendo Switch, which I don't know if I necessarily want a Nintendo Switch.
I used to have I really want a 3DS again. That's neither here nor there, but whatever. Ghostbusters. Jason Reitman said he is going to give Ghostbusters back to the fans. And oh, the internet being awful just yelled at him like, oh, the fans that said that it shouldn't be a female-led Ghostbusters and you're discrediting that and blah, blah, blah. You hate women. Blah.
He is Viggo.
The guy from Ally McBealia.
Was that who that was?
Yeah, he was from Ally McBeal.
I never really got into Ally McBeal. So.
Downey Jr. was in there until he got fired for all the drugs.
He is Viggo.
He is high on cocaine.
Now is the season of discontent.
I think, was that the one that, like, the flashback of, like, Ally McBeal, like, sniffing his butt? Was that that one? She sniffed a butt, like a younger version of her sniffed a butt. I don't remember.
I mean, you haven't?
I've sniffed a butt.
Like a cigarette butt. I'm sorry, I did just pantomime smoking as well. Let it be known.
You've never smoked a cigarette.
Actually, yes, I have.
Have you?
I have.
Oh, fancy.
It's not really.
I didn't know that. I learned a thing today.
No, I've smoked cigarettes, yeah.
You smoked a cigarette? You had a butt?
I've had multiple butts. I've bought packs of the cigarette
before.
Were
you a Marlboro man?
No, I was a Camel guy. Camel Crush, menthol, baby.
You say that like it was a common thing for you.
Well, I mean, there were times when I would be engaging in social imbibing of fluid and...
A fluid?
Alcohol.
Okay, weird word to use.
Yeah, now that I really think about it. No, there'd be times where I would be drinking a lot and...
so you were at Sunday River?
Actually, never at Sunday River, no. I cigars up there, but no, I...
Cigar fluid.
I don't know if I could smoke cigarettes anymore. Ugh. But no, I have.
Okay, there you go. Hardcore. Where were we at? Oh,
exposing all my deepest, darkest secrets.
It's not that dark of a secret.
My vices.
It's not a vice if you don't actually do it or addicted to it.
It's true. I mean, I've done it, but I'm not addicted to it.
So not a vice.
No.
Whatever. Jason Reitman said he's giving it back to the fans, and the internet was like, bleh. And then he had to apologize for that statement. But I would like to come out in his defense.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters 3. I didn't watch the 2016 remake with all the SNL people. Not because I don't like them, because I think the majority of them are funny, and I even knew some people that were involved in the production.
Because you couldn't handle the hotness of Hemsworth in that?
Supposedly he was good in it, but for me, Ghostbusters 3 And I mean, I love the original Ghostbusters. It's like right up there for me, but I wouldn't like, it's not a continuity that I necessarily follow like deeply. There was the 2008 game that's great, that like Aykroyd and Ramis wrote. Go check that out if it's on Xbox 360 and PS3. I think it's on the Wii as well, but you know, skip that one. But for me, Ghostbusters 3 is the most hot and cold movie of my lifetime, because it was on, then it was off, then it was on, then it was off, and Murray was going to do it, then he wasn't going to do it, and then he was only going to do it if Ernie Hudson got equal screen time, then he was only going to do it
if he died.
If he died in the first reel, and it was so off and on for so long that when it became a reboot, I was like, I can't even care anymore, because it's been so like hot and cold and off and on and all this other crap. And now that it's back, like Jason Reitman saying, we're going to give it back to the fans, I take it as, oh, it's going to be that Ghostbusters 3 you were promised for 20 years that never quite happened. So that's how I read it. But other people read it as, no, it's all the people that were like, women Ghostbusters, I can't imagine that.
You know what I'd like to try? And I don't think I could do it. Is I'd like to go a week without social media and just see how much nicer I feel about life.
I could do that with no problem.
I know you could.
Because I barely use social media. I do it for the store on a personal level, basically non-existent.
That's fair.
But yeah, so I don't know. What Jason Wright be giving it back to the fans? Do you think he's giving it back to all the terrible people? Do you think he'd come out and say, I'm here to support the awfulness?
No.
Yeah, probably not. What? Shut up, the internet.
I feel like this is a weekly occurrence. I think you could just save yourself time by not letting these things upset you.
Yeah, it's just one of those, I think people misread it, and I think people like to get angry over nothing.
And you just did. You just got angry over nothing.
I didn't get angry about
you
it.
You totally got angry. You got irritated.
I gave my perspective on a statement.
In an irritated fashion.
But I wasn't mad at it.
You told it to shut up.
I said, shut up the internet. Shut up Jason Reitman.
No, you told the internet to shut up, so you're mad at the internet.
My reaction to everything is shut up the internet. I think social media is stupid.
Wow, so everything is shut up the internet.
Yeah, I hate that I have to do social media for the store. I think everything is stupid. I hate the internet.
Fair. By the way, did you see
this? I think nerds and losers use Facebook and Twitter.
So on Twitter, did you see this? Did you see this picture from Sugarloaf?
No.
The communications tower at the top with the winds yesterday?
Oh, boy.
She's a little twisted.
Not great.
No.
What else we got? The Twilight Zone had a trailer. The new Jordan Peele presented one that's going to be on CBS All Access. Side note, do you want to go Dutch on an account?
I was waiting for you to ask. I figured at some point you would.
Let's go Dutch.
How much is it a month?
I don't know, but if we split it, not bad.
Can we expense it to the store?
No.
Why not? It's a tax write-off.
I don't want to get in trouble with the IRS.
You won't get in trouble with the IRS.
Stop trying to...
The IRS won't be like, oh, this man is clearly cheating on his taxes because he got CBS All Access.
Stop trying to bogart the store's money.
I'm not bogarting anything.
You want to split this?
Sure.
All right, let's do that.
All right, once we find out how much it is.
It's probably be like $7 a month.
Oh, wow.
Or something real cheap.
Cheap date. There, that's my wedding gift to you. Half a subscription to CBS All Access.
Because, well, I mean, I want to start getting it. I think it's next month the Twilight Zone comes out. But that trailer, man, what's weird is, like, I don't watch Black Mirror. I watched the first episode of Black Mirror where, like, the Prime Minister of England has to fuck a pig on live television.
We talked about this before, and I said it was wildly uncomfortable subject matter for the show. Yes, he did, well, and we move on from it, yeah.
And it also happened in real life, but...
But we move on from it.
Not in live TV, though, but I'm just so sold on the Twilight Zone.
There were some good callbacks in there.
Yeah, we have the body of the creature from, what was it, like Terror at 100,000 feet or
10,000 feet 10, or 20,000. Yeah, but it was like a stuffed animal. It wasn't the actual body. It was like a smaller version.
No, I think it was the
full body?
The full, like, it was the head of it.
Yeah, it was from the head of it,
There was a Shatner episode that... Because he was in two. He was in one in a diner, and he was in the, like, Terror X number of feet.
Yeah.
It was like directed by Richard Donner, which is a short story that I only learned recently. I didn't know that.
An animal on it was like a creature on the side of the airplane.
It was a gremlin.
Yeah, a gremlin.
Did you know that was a short story? I only learned that recently.
No, but I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of those...
I don't think a lot of them were. Just, I'm reading a book that's Fright or Flight was edited by Stephen King, and that was one of the stories in there. I was like, it's all plane-related. Short stories.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, I mean, they show that, like, washing up. Adam Scott's in there. There's a bunch of celebrities in that run.
Yes.
I can't. I don't know. I
love the Little Devil's Head.
Yeah. I love the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, you've always had an affinity for the weird and the macabre.
It's a great, I mean, the original's one of the best shows of all time. Like, that's...
the production value for it, the stories, the ability.
Like, I'll put that, like, top five TV shows of all time, like, hands down.
The thing about,
love,
like,
the Twilight Zone.
The thing about the Twilight Zone back then, and, like, watching it now is, like, the thing that makes it so disturbing and off-putting is, like, the way that they had to do some of, like, the special effects and the makeup. Like, it just is, like...
yeah, some of the makeup falls short. There's no question.
Yeah, but it adds to it, I think. Like, the off-putting and, like the people from the planet that... and To Serve Man. They kind of had, like, the big...
It's a cookbook! And there were only, like, three or four people who were writing on that show, and they were just rotating. It's such a... I can't wait to see.
I know we've discussed this before, but there's several really good stories. Like, your favorite was Terror at 10,000 Feet, wasn't it? Or no, it was All the Time in the World, right?
That's a great one. I mean, anytime Burgess Meredith was in there was really... I can't remember the name of the one where he was the devil. That was season four when they got, like, the budget reduced, and basically all season four was shit, but... there was one where Burgess Meredith was the devil and he had a cigar, but maybe he wasn't the devil, but he definitely was.
I like the one where they're at the diner and the bus goes off the road and the guy's like, we're here to colonize. And the guy's like, oh, it's a fine planet to colonize. We've already been here and your planet is under attack right now.
Whatever, Twilight Zone.
When the guy behind the counter.
With the three
eyes. The third eye, yeah. And the other guy had three arms to light his cigarette.
What a great show.
Which was a camel.
You used to smoke those.
Not habitually, just on occasion.
You do what you can to impress the ladies.
And it wasn't really to impress the ladies. I'll tell you that it was more just because it was there.
Twilight Zone's coming back.
A terrible reason to do that.
But I guess we're going Dutch on CBS All Access because we should,
because now it's...
well, we can watch that...
podcast lore.
We can watch that Discovery show, the Picard show's coming out, Twilight Zone. Yeah,
there's a lot to it. Plus, there's other CBS All Access pieces that are probably good.
Oh, Twilight Zone's on there.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's already on Amazon Prime, though, too. It definitely is.
I saw a really good documentary, and I highly recommend it for you if you have Amazon Prime, which you do.
I do.
It's like an hour and 15 minutes of your time, but it is so weird, but so interesting. Do you like The Price is Right?
No.
Oh, then you wouldn't like this documentary. Then. Never mind.
I don't care for daytime TV.
It was about a guy who had memorized all of the prizes and their prices and was like on the show like 30 some odd times in the audience. He got on stage once, but he like would call out bids and people would like use them to get perfect bids. And eventually it all culminated in this guy having the perfect bid for the Showcase Showdown. And they thought like there was cheating.
Did they throw him out?
He's hence been banned.
Oh no, that poor man.
He was weird, like a savant, kind of weird, unhealthy obsession with The Price is Right.
Speaking of TV, The Walking Dead had its lowest ratings this week, a mere 1.7 million.
I wish we could get 1.7 million people listen to this show because then we could monetize it.
You got a couple thousand.
That's
I wish we had a few thousand more, then we could.
That's not 1.7 though.
But that's their lowest ratings of all time. Comic book show The Walking Dead.
It's The Walking Dead itself.
Boring, boring show The Walking Dead. I watched it for a couple seasons. Did not like it.
I stopped after like the second season.
Because that was boring and on a farm. I made it a bit more than the second season, but
yeah,
what a boring show.
The first season was interesting.
This show is like Stockholm Syndrome. Like people are just sticking around because they've been around it for like 10 years.
They want to know what happens.
Mostly, I just want Norman Reedus to quit so he can go do Boondock Saints 3.
Rick dies, probably.
He already kind of, no, because he's doing those movies now. It's like there's a series of movies. He didn't quite die on it. Like he blew himself up in a bridge.
I don't know. I don't follow it, so I don't care.
We talked about this when it happened.
Oh.
Rick's not dead. He's doing some movies.
Good for Rick.
Michonne's doing some movies. She's quitting because now that she has that Black Panther status.
Speaking of Black Panther status.
Why not? Won three Oscars.
First three Oscars for Marvel Studios. Into the Spider-Verse was the best animated film.
That was no surprise, though. That was
great.
There was no way in hell anything else was going to win Best Animated. Like
no, but I mean, just
no way.
It was a really good night for Marvel and for comic movies.
Yeah, good that they did.
Four Oscars for Marvel-related films.
What was it? Black Panther won costume design, production design, and it should have won those two. Like, the color palette in that movie is fantastic.
And it won Best Score.
Okay, that was the other one.
Yes.
I couldn't remember. I didn't watch the Oscars because I don't
Kendrick
care.
Lamar did not win an Oscar for Best Song, although he was nominated.
All right, good for him.
Lady Gaga did. Have you seen that movie?
I have a bad spray tan. She did. She was orange. She was more orange than Donald Trump in The Thing.
So did you watch some of that? Did you see her and Bradley Cooper sing?
Yeah, I did. I watched that.
Yeah.
But I saw the movie.
Out to steal Bradley Cooper from his woman.
Does he have a woman?
Yes, he does. Oh. He did going to the Oscars.
Well, I don't think he does anymore.
No, actually, she applauded it. She was part of a standing ovation. Did you see the movie A Star Is Born?
Yeah, I did. I just said that.
Oh, what did you think? I haven't seen it. I've heard it's worth watching.
I think the end is a little bit rushed. Where it leads, it does a good, it hits all of the...
I mean, I know what happens, so...
It hits all the beats that it has to hit, but it doesn't linger on the beats. It's just...
Did you get glassy-eyed?
No, because I think if the end of it, the last, 20 minutes felt like more of a checklist.
Oh, okay.
Like, we got to hit this, we got to hit this, we got to hit this, and they didn't linger on... It's a long movie, but they didn't linger on...
Do you think that's why it may not have won Best Oscar?
I think people like to be reminded that racism is bad. So don't be a racist.
Yes. Did you see Green Book?
No, I haven't seen it
yet. I didn't even know it was a movie until the other night.
I'm more aware than that, but no, I haven't seen it yet.
Spike Lee getting an Oscar, though.
Spike Lee was not happy with Green Book winning.
No, he wasn't.
When Do the Right Thing came out, he wasn't even nominated, and Driving Miss Daisy came out. He was like, every time someone's driving somewhere, I lose.
It's fair.
He even came out with the Love and Hate from Do the Right Thing.
Yep. I love it.
What's Radio... What's his name? The character from Do the Right Thing.
I can't remember.
Like Radio Raheem? Is
something like, yeah. I think so.
But yeah, he had those and he was pissed. He tried to leave the Oscars when Green Book won and they wouldn't let him leave.
Oh, jeez.
And there's an interview afterwards. There's people like, what's your reaction? And it was like, he's like, you British? Like, yeah. He's like, it wasn't my cup of tea. But yeah, that's his first nod that he got. There was some silence because he's like, motherfucker, don't start that clock.
Don't you even, don't even begin to. So I'm like still waiting for, should I or should I not?
With Star Is Born?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. The ending felt rushed, but yeah, it's good.
I want to see it mostly because Sam Elliott is an American treasure.
I understand why he didn't win. He's barely in the movie.
Yeah, I don't know why he got, I guess.
It was definitely you've done a lot of stuff and you should have an Oscar nod kind of nomination. He's good in it, but he's barely in it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, after seeing the movie and seeing that he got an Oscar nod, I was like, why?
I still haven't seen Bohemian Rhapsody, good. So I can't like...
I'm not going to see Bohemian Rhapsody.
I got a ton of love. 4 Oscars. Best actor.
Yeah, but Bryan Singer. So I'm out.
All right, well...
I'm not going to see it. I won't give him a cent.
What if I rented it and you could watch it on my dime?
No, I still wouldn't want to.
Oh, okay. But you like Queen.
I'm going to continue to like Queen.
You wouldn't want to see if the hype was there, if Rami Malek was that good?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm out.
All right.
Bryan Singer, I'm out.
All right. I'm not judging one way or the other. I'm just trying to pick your brain on it. That's all.
What else is up this week? Oscars. Oh, Stan Lee was in the In Memoriam section. Good on him. Is that it for movies? That might be it for movies and TV. Comic news. Black Cat, she's getting her first ongoing series ever.
Wow.
That was Entertainment Weekly when Black Panther was going to be in Civil War. They put a meow above his head in a speech bubble. That's what that reminded me
of. Oh, wow. Okay.
That's a weird
bit. I don't really read Entertainment Weekly.
Felicia Hardy. She's a cat burglar, and she's had a bunch of sex with Spider-Man, but now she's getting her own ongoing comic
series.
Good
for Spider-Man.
Yeah, he...
I mean, Mary Jane's dead.
No, Gwen Stacy's dead.
Oh, yeah. Gwen Stacy's dead.
I mean,
he's not.
He makes it a point to only have sex with supermodel hot women.
Well.
It's what he does.
He's Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Having sex with hot women.
You're on fire tonight. Did you write that down? You were looking at your notes when you did that.
Does he have an STD? He might. He's Spider-Man. Look out. Here comes a chlamydia. The end kind of fell apart.
Does he have toxic sperm? Watch how Gwen Stacy squirms. She's dead.
He actually killed Mary Jane his semen.
Yes, yeah, so that's why I said that.
In an alternate universe.
Yes.
Gave her cancer. Oh,
that's not funny.
It's ridiculous, and it happened.
It's in a comic book.
Yep. Spider-Bite is a character that's coming into Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man. Written by Tom Taylor, it looks like it's going to be a little guy that's a Spider-Man. Probably not going to kill you with a sperm, because he's a child.
That was such a concern of mine. Thank you for alleviating it.
It is now. Speaking of concerns, Donny Cates.
That's a hell of a segue. I'm going to call it a subway.
Donny Cates, writer of Venom. He has been getting death threats over a twist in number 11. How about no?
Yeah, I don't understand what twist in number 11. Oh, from
book. I don't want to spoil it just because it's relatively new. I don't think I need to spoil it to say, how about no?
Yeah, why do we have to death threat people?
It doesn't matter. It's a comic. I make my livelihood off of this, and it doesn't matter.
Why we want to kill each other.
Yeah, just don't. That's really all I have to say on this. It doesn't matter.
I feel like that's common sense.
Everything is going to get retconned no matter what. It's just none of this matters.
It's comic book.
Stories matter. Art matters. Everything is allowed to be important to you. Like, feel it and love it and all that stuff. But the idea of death threats is stupid. Shut the hell up.
Yeah, there's no need to kill or threaten to kill. That's pretty straightforward. I don't have a hot take for that, Zach. I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't do that. Here's a hot take, though.
Okay.
Walmart exclusive DC books. They were 100-page spectaculars.
Are those gone the way of the dodo?
Those are continuing, but continuing further.
Really?
Originally, it was announced that these 100-page spectaculars, speaking about
Bendis. Are they going to be 200?
Well, they're going to expand beyond Walmart and go into the direct market, meaning comic book stores. So to that, I say, suck it, Walmart. Get out of my business.
Yes.
Get out of my life. I hate you. I mean, some of them have.
I take it you're not gonna shop at the house of Sam Walton ever again.
Man, I didn't really anyway. So it's not that big of a stretch.
Are you more of a Target guy?
Not really. I mean, Target's closer to our house.
Yes.
Not our house, but I mean both of our homes.
Well, no, I mean yes.
It's more.
This is our house. Thank you for allowing me to become part of your home.
Get out of my house.
I've got a lot of car. I got stuff in my car. I'm ready to move in. Sleep here on the couch.
I like how you picked the couch when there's an extra bed.
Well, that's too close to where you sleep, and I hear you snore. This gives some...
I do snore. You like snore. A wildebeest.
You need to get like a CPAP machine or something.
I do, but I'm not going to.
Why not?
Effort? It would
vastly improve your life.
I'm fine. Caffeine fixes that.
Why don't you just get like some nasal strips so you open your nose up a little bit and maybe you don't snore as bad?
It's not that. It's when I have my head kind of tilted.
Oh, I thought you were looking down your gut like that played a role.
No, look at it. Look at it.
I don't want to. It's leaking out from underneath your shirt.
No, it's not. Yeah, like, unfair.
That's because you're not standing up right now.
So
we've been unreasonably harsh towards each other tonight. You called me a son of a bitch. I'm calling you fat.
I mean, I am not in my best shape that I've ever been.
Round is a shape.
No, I am. Boy, I miss being 24.
Squiggly lines.
That's when I was like working out twice a day. I was thin. I was fit.
You were svelte.
That time has come and gone.
Yeah.
Let's, you know, I'll settle for once a day now versus twice a day. What are we doing now?
Sort of workout podcast.
Spider-Man Deadpool, that's ending at issue 50. It's been a good run.
Okay.
I like it. You know, they're a little bit silly. They're a little bit, you know, it's a buddy cop thing.
It's a little bit funny.
This feeling inside.
I'm not one of those.
Can easily hide.
Exactly. Did you see the trailer for that?
Yeah, it looks good.
I'm all about Taron Egerton.
Yeah. Yes. I'll watch that movie, definitely.
In the theaters?
No, definitely not. But Spider-Man Deadpool is ending at issue 50. Chris Claremont, do you like the X-Men?
I do like the X-Men.
Basically, the majority of the X-Men has been dictated by Claremont.
Okay.
That wasn't like the early Stan and Jack stuff. He is coming back for Marvel Comics Presents number 5. He is going to be doing a story involving Nightcrawler in his Excalibur days. I just said a lot of things. You up with it?
I know Excalibur. Weird movie from the 80s.
Whatever. Claremont's back, baby.
Patrick Stewart's in it.
Batman this one time in a series that I deeply underordered.
At Batcamp?
DC crossed over with Looney Tunes, and I didn't really order that many of them. But Batman Elmer Fudd sold and continues to sell insanely well. Probably because no one ordered that many of them.
Wow.
It's really great. It's done by Tom King. He's the guy who's doing the current Batman run. The art was done by Lee Weeks. Very famous. He's from Hollowell. Definitely the most famous guy from Hollowell.
Yes, because I know someone who has some of his art hanging in their classroom at school.
Really?
Yes. Or it's like a signed print.
Okay, I believe that because his art ain't cheap.
No, it's like a sign. Like it's Batman art.
Yeah, and he's done Batman, but there's going to be
Dewey. Dewey has some signed.
I'm kidding. Yeah, he's definitely the most famous guy from Hollowell. He's a big time artist, but there's going to be a follow up story. By the way, the store's in Hollowell. In Batman number 67, there will be a follow up story to Batman Elmer Fudd that Tom King and Lee Weeks did. They're reunited.
Did they catch that Wascally Wabbit?
Bugs is in there, but as
Batman is the world's greatest detective.
Bugs is in there as like a mob informant. He's a human in it, but it's a really great story.
And you wish you had more of it?
How was I supposed to know?
You're supposed to be good at the speculation market.
No one predicted it, and that's part of why it sells for so, like, it actually sells for decent money. But no one knew. No one knew that, like, this.
I could have told you that. People love the Looney Tunes. That's why it's Space
Jam. But the rest of them. Oh, speaking of Space Jam, Space Jam 2 was announced. Yes. Yeah.
It's been announced for a couple of weeks. They just released a poster.
Yeah, with LeBron. What's weird is, like, the second billing in it is Lola Bunny.
Yeah.
The sexiest rabbit around. That's
Everybody loved Lola.
Will Bill Murray be back?
Probably.
Will he? Will Wayne Knight be back?
I'm hoping. Hoping and praying that we get Kevin Garnett in it.
Why? Why Garnett?
Why not? Is he going to be
one of the Monstars?
That'd be great.
No, because you got. I mean, we don't have that letter, but maybe we should have the letter. Who will be the five current Monstars? Giannis? LeBron's already out, so who would be?
I don't think Giannis will be. No, maybe.
Of course. I mean,
Giannis, Kyrie.
Probably Giannis, Kyrie, Kawhi.
I think you get Dwayne Wade in there.
He's retiring. They're not going to do him. This
Jeremy
is
Lin?
Last season. No, he's too out. I mean, he peaked in like 2012. He's
Harden.
Harden, yeah. Harden will definitely be.
That beard on a Monstar.
Yeah, definitely Harden. We need the Muggsy Bogues of today.
Yeah, but what's the...
Who's the short one?
Rondo.
Sure, why not Rondo?
But here's my question in all of this. What's the storyline? Like, at least for like Michael Jordan, it was like... NBA propaganda to hype his return to the NBA. That's what it was.
And this is LeBron being...
I told you about that theory, about the Space Jam theory, right?
I don't know.
Well, that Michael Jordan was... He didn't actively choose to play baseball, but because he was such a heavy gambler, the league was worried about, you know, worried about how bad he was gambling and the amount he was gambling for, and that he was gambling on basketball games, allegedly. So they're like, why don't you go play baseball for a year and let this blow over and then come back?
Interesting. I've never heard of that.
And so, like, as part of his comeback, we're going to also do this movie Space Jam, which is going to hype your return to the NBA.
Well, that was just out of the commercials. The commercials were so successful. And, I mean, I was the right age for Space Jam. I love Space Jam when it came out.
But you also then, in turn, who did you watch?
I mean, I was...
The Bulls. Mostly because the Bulls were on TV.
I mean, back in the day, you could only watch the nationally televised games.
Which was the Bulls.
Was anyone. I mean, it was all the big games, but yeah, the Bulls were definitely there.
Well, you know who wrote the NBA on NBC theme?
Oh, boy, who did? I used to know this.
John Tesh.
There we go.
It's called Round Ball Rock.
I mean, when Space Jam came out, I read way too much into it, and I was trying to match player moves to the Monstars.
No.
Like, it was no. Just... Nope.
No.
I still tried.
Like, Sean Kemp could not reach from half court and score.
I'm like, is the purple one moving like Ewing because he's the Ewing one?
No.
Does he have a terrible free throw?
Yes, the Monstars box score from the free throw line. No, you want to talk about biggest choke jobs in sports history, the Monstars.
I thought it would be Shaq's three throws.
No, that was like over the course.
3-point percentages.
That was the course of like
he
a
shot
career.
Like three this over was like the 17
single,
years.
It was the single biggest game choke in the history of basketball.
Did you know that Michael Jordan can stretch 30 feet?
Of course he can.
Of course.
His airness.
And thank God Bill Murray was there with Wayne Knight.
Yes.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah, Wayne Knight took a real hard screen. It got flagrant, too.
But didn't he fart? Did he fart? Am I remembering that right?
No, they pumped him back up with air, and then he kind of flew away like a balloon after he got landed on by a Monstar.
Usagi Yojimbo is moving from Dark Horse to IDW. It was, I think, independently published back in the 80s. Then it went to Mirage Comics. It's been at Dark Horse for a while. Now it's going to IDW. With Stan Sakai, he's the guy who did it originally. He's still doing it. You might know Usagi Yojimbo from Ninja Turtles cartoons and toys. He's the rabbit.
Oh, okay. Yes. Now I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he's going to... I mean, it's still the same guy who's been doing it all this time, which is insane. Like, most people don't do that.
I mean,
good on him.
I don't have much to say about the Ninja Turtles rabbit. That's how I know him. The rabbit from Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, so it's going to IDW. There's going to be a new series. Pick it up! Spider-Ham from Spider-Verse and also comics. He's going to be in the upcoming Spider-Man annual. Also, if you buy the Spider-Verse Blu-ray, they have a Spider-Ham animated cartoon on there as an extra feature. Spider-Ham is back.
Spider-Ham? Spider-Ham.
I don't remember any of the other characters from that like weird animal universe aside from Mr. Furtastic.
Weird.
Mr. Fantastic, but he was a fox. But not the fantastic Mr. Fox.
Oh, that was George Clooney.
Yes, it was.
By the way, speaking of not fantastic, the Celtics are down 20 in the second quarter.
What? I'm not even... Oh, you sons of bitches.
Oh, you're lumping me in with the Celtics now.
Well, they just lost to Chicago.
They're not good, Zach.
They're underperforming.
That's...
deeply, deeply underperforming.
That's a... You're deeply understating the status of this basketball team. They're not...
What the hell else? Okay, I'm out of notes. That's the end of the news. That was a long news segment.
Oh, okay.
From there, we're moving on to Jared's sports reports.
He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. Bare-chested. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. Oh, and they tackle him at the 40-yard line.
It's time for another Jared sports report.
What do you got?
Ever hear of a little place called Orchids of Asia Day Spa in Jupiter, Florida?
Boy, yeah, that's a dark story.
Yeah, it's not a good look for the owner of the New England Patriots, Robert Kraft, who the police report was just released. He's been charged with allegedly soliciting sexual acts.
Yeah, I wasn't even going to bring this up because it's darker than I generally like to take the show. Like, if it was...
But it's a sports news. It's sports reports.
If it was prostitutes, I'd be like, yeah, that's fine. But the fact that it is...
Part of a human sex trafficking ring.
Yeah, it's the sex trafficking that makes it dark.
Yes.
If it was consenting people, fine. But the fact that it's sex trafficking, that's not good.
So here's real bad. Here's the deal with this. Here's my stand on it. First of all, if he knew or was aware that there was sex trafficking going on, as much as the Patriots, as much as I like what Robert Kraft has done for the franchise, he needs to go. Period.
Yeah, I mean.
End of discussion. If it comes out that he was just a horny old dude who decided that of all the places he could get a rub and tug, this was it, and he was oblivious and did not know about the human sex trafficking, then...
Like, his wife's been dead for 7 years.
Okay, so listen.
If it was prostitution.
Here's the next piece about that. This whole indignity people have about, oh, his wife's been dead for 7 years. Then be indignant about, like, yeah, she passed away. But now, like, why aren't you upset about his 35, 40-year-old girlfriend or 40-year-old girlfriend, however old she is? I mean, he's 70 in his 70s. So he's got a young fox of a girl lady friend. All right. So,
I wouldn't care if it was prostitution. That's the difference. Sex trafficking, prostitution are two different things.
Well, hear me out. I'm not condoning sex trafficking.
I'm glad that you're not condoning that.
Yeah, I think you're misinterpreting.
What a hard stance you took.
You're misinterpreting what I'm saying. You're not listening to what I'm saying. You're hearing me, but you're not listening.
I'm not your wife.
You act like it. If it comes out that he knew what was going on or was somehow funding it in another way, then absolutely horrific. Terrible. This whole situation is terrible. But if he was just getting a rub and tug, which, how did he, A, find out about this place, this establishment, B, going there twice? So in the affidavit...
He went there twice that they know of.
That they know of. So that's another piece. But here's the other thing that's so bizarre about it. He was there the morning of the AFC title game. The AFC title game...
Stressful.
...was in Kansas. You're telling me. Not stressful enough that I went to the Orchids of Asia Day Spa. But he went from Jupiter, Florida to Kansas City, Missouri. And he was there at the Orchids of Asia Day Spa on like 11 or something in the morning. The police report is charging documents are on the internet.
How's the business that they're
graphic
doing? Do they have an uptick in business or are they out?
I think they actually are shut down right now. The whole thing is weird. They faked a bomb scare in that one shop to install cameras. So the police like went in as a sting operation and installed cameras because they had probable cause.
I know they got video, but I didn't.
No, the general consensus is that video might be released sometime next week.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
You need to at some point.
I don't need to look up this video.
No, not the video, but read the police report.
I saw some of the prelim stuff, but I haven't really looked into it since like the day it happened.
So it doesn't describe sexual intercourse, but there were other pleasantries exchanged. So ultimately,
pleasantries,
other activities. So here's some things for me in regards to this. Number one, Patriots fans who are saying, "Oh, we need to rally around Kraft or free Kraft," shut the hell up. Shut the hell up.
Scumbag's a scumbag. Doesn't matter what sports association they're with.
The people are like, this is their rallying cry for a seventh title. No, No, it's not. And if you make it your rallying cry, you are what's wrong with Patriots fans. To say that the Patriots need motivation because Robert Kraft went and got a rub, hug, and tug at some...
Stop saying rub and tug. You've said it so many times.
Because he went and got a happy ending at the Orchids of Asia Day Spa at, in a strip mall in Jupiter, Florida. And that's their motivation for winning a seventh title. You are a frigging idiot. You were an absolute moron. I can't. I've seen some of those takes like, oh, they're out to get Robert Kraft. No, he made a stupid ass decision. He's worth billions of dollars and he could have gone anywhere else in the world to get that provided to him. But he went there like an idiot. It was a stupid, stupid thing that he did.
He could have gotten regular prostitution with consenting people.
Yeah, he could have gone to Vegas, although it'd be a longer flight from Vegas to Kansas City.
Not the point.
I agreed. But this whole thought of, oh, they're conjuring up some scandal because the Patriots won a Super Bowl. No, Robert Kraft broke the law. And if you want to have a wider discussion about the sex industry, then great, let this be the impetus for that. And let it be the impetus to educate yourself about how sex trafficking is horrible and it's a real problem in this country. And it's been brought to light. So there's that.
Celtics aren't doing great.
The Celtics suck ass.
They could be doing better. They had a out of the All-Star break, they've just been losing.
They have not been good, no. I feel like there was something else that was a more cheerful and upbeat sports story that I had.
Was there a Bruins story? I don't know. I don't know, not really.
They're Bruining. Things are brewing for the Bruins. But ultimately, with this whole Patriots thing, like the hot takes of, oh, they should lose draft picks or this or that, No.
What does that have to do with the owner?
Nothing. See, exactly. Well, it's his franchise, and he can be held to owners are held to a higher standard. Listen, Jim Irsay was suspended.
Let's get him out of there.
Jim Irsay, who was the owner of the Colts, was suspended like 4 or 6 games for intoxicated driving and pill abuse. So, I mean, there's precedent there for him to get suspended, and he might probably get suspended and not be there for the opening game. But ultimately, he made a very poor choice. And we'll have to wait for kind of everything to come out in to light as to what was happening, what he knew or didn't know. I mean, best case scenario for him is there's a video of him on the internet paying a prostitute. There's a video of him on the internet paying a woman who is being sex trafficked into this country, taking care of his Super Bowl needs.
Best case scenario is he's kind of a creep. Worst case scenario is knowledgeably involved with sex trafficking.
Yeah, in which case, that's prison.
Yeah, that should be.
Prison, and he'll lose his franchise. But, I mean, the bigger thing for me in all of this is be smart. Be smarter, fellow Patriots fans. Don't be a fanatic. The guy, his personal business is his personal business. The fact that it ended up being with a sex trafficking organization ring, not good.
No.
And staying in football.
Hard take.
The state of Massachusetts has introduced legislation to ban kids that are seventh grade or younger from playing full contact tackle football.
Yeah.
I'm on board with it. I'm on board. Actually, I'd like to see it be seventh grade. If you're seventh grade or higher, you can play full contact. And I'm a football coach. I don't like that it's necessarily come down to having to be something that may be legislated. I'd like to see the game better police itself through like the Pop Warner and youth levels. But the science shows that young kids can't be having head contact like that. I'm all for it. I mean, hockey has it. You can't check until you're 13 or 14 years old in hockey. So, I mean, there are, like, hockey regulates itself well. Soccer, Little League, there's pitch limits and pitch counts in Little League and Legion baseball. And in high school baseball, there are pitch counts. So why can't there be things in place to help protect developing young brains? I'm just wishing that football itself would police itself through that. The science unequivocally shows that in youth level football players, their heads are bigger and they weigh more comparatively to the rest of the body as they get older, and that the impact that they have is equivalent to that of a collegiate or NFL player in comparison to body size. That's a lot of potential brain injury. Now, listen, I'm not saying football is evil. I love football. I think it's the greatest game on the planet.
Evil.
I think that you should play it. Yeah, play football. Learn a lot from it.
I mean, basketball is the best sport out there.
Okay, listen. Football and basketball hold equal space in my heart.
Okay. Like, you're just placating me. You don't actually believe that.
No, they hold equal space in my heart. They really do. But I feel a passion for football and how it transformed me as a young man when I played. Learned a lot about myself playing football.
And smoking those cigarettes.
I wasn't smoking cigarettes in high school. I was of age.
Well, aren't you hoity-toity?
Listen, when I smoked my camels, I smoked them appropriately.
Cool. That's your take?
No, cool, Joe Cool, yeah, camel. You're right. You're right on. Attaboy, you know what's up.
What a mascot that was. All right.
He's no Marlboro man, but.
We moving on.
Joe Cool, he looks like a penis.
Looks like a camel.
Please, I'm going to pull up a picture of Joe Cool.
I know what a camel looks like.
He's a different kind of camel.
He's one with a pack in his sleeve.
That's just one iteration
in
of
his
Joe
white
Cool.
Tea.
Yeah. I'm not also advocating for the smoking of cigarettes. It's not Joe Cool, it's Joe Camel.
Joe Camel, yes.
Joe Cool was Snoopy. Oops. Got those confused.
You know how Snoopy always smoked those cigarettes?
I bet
there's a comic where Snoopy smoked. It was in the 50s.
You know who else smoked? The Flintstones.
I was going to say most people?
His nose looks like a penis.
You got issues, man. We're moving on from there to Jared's Reading Corner. It's Captain Marvel time, baby. Stop looking at that camel.
It's Jared's Reading Corner.
All right, Captain Marvel's out like in 2 weeks.
Yep.
Or 8 days or something. I don't even know anymore.
A week from this weekend.
But it's here. It's time. This Captain Marvel movie is supposedly taking a lot of reference from the run we're talking about today that was written by Kelly Sue Madonic. It's a Jared's Reading Corner in and me Reading Corner.
I thought you were doing more introductions.
No, you really slouched back 3 feet away from the microphone.
Well, no, because you started like, you were really getting...
I was introing it, and then you were like, I'm done. I'm out.
You were getting like way more hyped up.
Animated.
Like, I thought you were like, it was written by, and then you said it, and then you just stopped. You didn't say anything else about it.
No, I mean, this run is supposedly a big influence on this movie. We're only reading from the first arc. This went on for a number of them. I'm not quite sure off the top of my head if she looked it up.
Since when did she live in the Statue of Liberty?
I don't know. From here. When this run started.
Oh. Are we doing an in-depth full spoiler run, or are we just doing
Why not? Spoil away. She's making out with Rhodey.
Yeah, she's making out with Rhodey outside of a barn, and then she's like, I want to go to space. And he's like, well, I'm not going to hold you down. And she's like, will you feed my cat? And he goes, absolutely not.
By the way, that cat is an alien.
Yeah.
Which Rocket Raccoon identifies immediately. It's like, evil alien. She's like, no, it's not. He's like, yes, it is.
It lay eggs?
Turns out it's 100% an alien. Which I think is going to show up in the movie. In the comics, the
Chewie
cat is Chewie, named after Chewbacca. In the movie, it's Goose for
Top Gun, a movie which you have not seen.
I have not seen Top Gun, you're right.
Which they're making a second Top Gun.
I'm aware of that. Supposedly, the cat is interesting in the movie. Also, Ben Mendelsohn is getting a lot of praise for...
I'm going to make you watch both Top Gun movies.
...being evil in another movie, as he is wont to do, whether it's... Rogue One or Ready Player One or Captain Marvel One.
He's in a lot of one movies.
Apparently, I didn't even...
Because they do a Captain Marvel 2, this by default becomes Captain Marvel 1.
Yeah.
So, base synopsis is there is a unidentified object hurling towards New York, and Iron Man and Carol Danvers, also known as Captain Marvel, go out to stop it, and it ends up being actually an alien from a different planet.
A what?
An alien.
A what?
A not from around here thing.
Oh, we should have built a wall to stop it. I bet that would have got it.
Anyhow.
Space wall. Space force.
That's why we have the Space Force. These things wouldn't happen. You're absolutely right. So she's like, I will bring you back to your home planet. And on the way, she's encountered by the Guardians of the Galaxy and Space Cat.
That was big around this time. Like Guardians was coming out as a movie. So the Guardians of the Galaxy were everywhere.
Yes. Gamora wants to kill Kai. What the hell is the alien's name? Kip? Kit?
It's Kit.
Kit? Is it Kit?
Is it Mr. Feeny as a car?
This is not Knight Rider. Tick. Tick is its name. So Tick the child-like alien. They get to the planet Torfa after all kinds of strange things happen.
I appreciate you attempting to pronounce these things.
Is it not Torfa?
I don't know. I don't remember.
It's in Settler City in Torfa a week and a half later. Anyway, this green girl is surrounded by friends and robots. A robot named Bebop, 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 BB King. Also, probably because around the time BB-8 was hot.
Mm-bop. No, this was before that. Mm-bop.
So anyway, the people of the planet of Torfa are all sick, or there is a sickness on the planet, and they're thinking of having a mass exodus from the planet. And they're like, oh, are you here to help us? And she's like, yes. And really, she's like, why did I say that? So she discovers that the planet is actually rich with vibranium.
Oh, what?
Vibranium.
I thought they only had that in Wakanda.
Well, it was a meteorite, so it could have come from Torfa or Visor 2, which is where the Empire is, or some sort of galactic-type empire.
Yeah, they have, if you're only used to the movie version of Guardians of the Galaxy, there is a comic version of Star-Lord's dad that's different. It's Jason of Spartax.
Yes.
Spartax.
Yes.
Spartax. I don't know. Never been said out loud. I'm taking a stab in the dark here. He's not great. Bit of an unfriendly fellow. Not a great dad.
No, he's not a great dad. So there's a large fight which ensues, and Captain Marvel discovers that there is vibranium on Darmok and Jalad at Denangra.
So for me, what
but this... anyway, they're making people sick so they can leave the planet so they can have all the vibranium. It's pretty much the story, and Captain Marvel saves the day by saying, no, no, I will destroy the the mines.
That was a Porky Pig moment.
Yes.
I hear that... The rock mines.
I hear Looney Tunes are in. They're worth lots of money.
Just that one.
Oh.
For me, the difference here... is, I mean, Captain Marvel or Carol Danvers for a long time was Miss Marvel for the majority of her comics career. And when she switched over to Captain Marvel, this is not only a title change, which had happened a little bit before this run started, but also kind of a character change for them. I mean, she had her own book in the 70s for a while, which I've never read, so I really can't speak to it. But her most prominent role for a lot of time was on the Avengers as kind of the tough chick. And that's about as deep as the character got. But when she took over as Captain Marvel, which had been the title of Mar-Vell, who's a Kree warrior, he'd been dead for a long time of cancer, the character became more than just, I'm the tough chick. And started becoming actually, you know, layered.
And I'm an Avenger, I'm a hero. And
yeah, more than just, I'm the tough lady who fights things in a swimsuit.
She has a little, like, sash thing on now. So it's not like the...
She always had a sash, but she basically wore a one-piece swimsuit and punched things in space. That's what she did for a while.
With her photon fists.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is kind of the run that starts actually, like, making her a character again, because for a while, she was just a supporting character that didn't do a hell of a lot. And I liked her as Miss Marvel, but, I mean, seeing kind of what happened, yeah, it's a character that needed an update.
No, does this happen after the other one?
This came out before the one we did last week.
Okay.
I don't think this works quite as well as an intro, even though this is kind of the reboot of a character. Because there are a couple of things, like, you're like, who the hell is Jason of Spartax? And there's a couple of other things. Yeah,
because you start to get to, like, in some of the galactic stuff, and I'm like, oh, I know the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I saw a movie.
Yeah, and that's about all I know. Where's Galactus?
Overall, it's still...
Where's Thanos?
It's a pretty good jumping on point, but I think Life of Captain Marvel works a bit better as one if you were trying to...
Learn and...
Yeah, ingratiate yourself into the Captain Marvel lore.
Good word.
Overall, it's a pretty good run. It's one of the ones that people kind of point to is like, this is Captain Marvel. And the movie's doing it too. And there's definitely a scene of her flying about through space, blasting things that is 100% something we've seen in the trailers.
Oh, yeah. No,
like that scene of her that looks kind of rubbery, like blasting things in space, is 100% out of this book.
No, this was fun. I enjoyed it. It wasn't like, it was confusing because I didn't know some of the things like Jason and so on and whatnot, but. It's not bad. It's good. I would recommend it.
I think Life of Captain Marvel, if you've never read Captain Marvel, is a good jumping on point.
Yeah.
And this is definitely the one that I would recommend secondarily after that.
Buy it at Editor's Note Comics. It'd be $4 off.
Oh, yeah. We didn't mention that yet.
Big sale.
Oh, yeah. There's a big sale happening right now because my boiler decided to be expensive.
Do you want to go through the sale or do you want to go through editors?
I don't even remember what they are. It's a big sale. It's a tiered sale. The more you spend, the more you save.
That's what we like to hear.
It's true.
And it's
like a week and a half.
Yeah. Plus, unless it's something you've already pre-ordered at an established price, new run comics are also at that tiered price.
I'm taking it. Like you spend, you save. Let's pay this massive bill together.
You want to save a little, spend a little.
All right. Will that do it for Jared's Reading Corner?
That's it for Jared's All Reading right. Corner.
We're moving on. What the hell is the question of the week? All right. Moving on to letters to the editors.
Lot of questions, number one. Damn few answers.
Here's another one of your letters to the editors.
Make it so.
With the consensus that most people will return in Endgame that died, who will actually stay dead after this movie?
Tony.
That's kind of my thought, too.
But he's not dead at the beginning of the movie. So, like, people that die at the end of the movie or stay dead, I think everyone comes back, but I think I'm going to go on a limb and say, I think Drax might die. You know why I say that?
Because Batista is pissy.
Because guess who was on Monday Night Raw last night for WWE Wrestling?
Batista.
He was.
Was he like, I'm dead?
No, he actually, I read an article about it today because I saw Batista at WWE. I'm like, I will click on this. Perhaps it contains show information. No, allegedly, last night on the WWE Monday Night Raw program, they were celebrating Ric Flair's 70th birthday, so he beat him up. He beat up a 70-year-old man.
Did you see Hemsworth is going to star as Hulk Hogan in a movie, in a biopic?
Yeah, I did see that, yeah.
I bet Hulk Hogan is like, that's the best news ever.
Well, good for me. I'll actually look fit again.
I'm not going to take a call from my son during a sex tape.
So here's the deal, though, with that. Like, if you're doing a Hulk Hogan biopic, you have to include Andre the Giant. So who is going to be Andre the Giant?
Aaron Baines.
Who's going to be Macho Man Randy Savage? Who's going to be Jimmy Superfly Snuka? Who's going to be... Yeah, there was a lot of people.
Look, I gave you Andre the Giant. What more do you want?
Did you make that up, or is that real?
I don't know. Give it to Aaron Baines. Put a wig on him.
Wow. Oh, did you see
that? Make him not Australian.
Did you see there's a new... see, that's different. It's Andre the Giant wasn't, like, tall.
Make
like,
Josh Gad buff, I guess.
Good luck. Did you see that there's a new Martin Scorsese movie coming out with Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, and Joe Pesci? Like, Joe Pesci in a movie for the first time in forever. Like, the guys that were in Casino and Goodfellas. Well, Al Pacino was in Casino.
I know.
Or
who,
Goodfellas.
I know who these people are, yes. No, I haven't seen that there's a movie coming out.
What if it's the first time all three of them been in the same movie?
Sure.
Well, no, because Pacino wasn't in Goodfellas. De Niro was in
Goodfellas. That you went main on that one.
De Niro was in Godfather 2, but never the same time as Pacino was.
I mean, not the same time.
Not in the same scene.
No, but they were in the same movie.
They were in the same movie. Yeah, Pacino was the only one of those three that was in Scarface. De Niro and Pacino weren't in the Home Alone movies.
No, they
but
weren't.
But Joe Pesci was.
Thank God you identified
De Niro
a Pesci
and
movie.
Pacino were in Heat, but no.
Okay, great. Whatever.
Neither my cousin Vinny.
The question was, who's dying? I said Iron Man. You said Iron Man. Anyone else going to die, or is he going to? The guy?
I think Captain America dies, too.
Who? The Russos have said some stuff that make me think that he's not. Otherwise, I might have said that.
No. Who knows? Maybe everything just gets retconned and reset.
I think Downey Jr. is out. I think he's just going to be too expensive at this point. I think he's made his money. I think he's getting a bit older. And I think, yeah, it's probably...
Did we talk about how this was, like, potentially based on All Good Things?
Oh, yeah, yeah, we did.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, for that kind of, like, same vein, I mean, you could always say, like...
It's only a couple months away, by the way.
Yeah, April. If everyone with age, Cheadle might be done, or Ruffalo. I mean, those guys are... They're not, like, old, but they're getting older. But they also have the advantage of, you know, that mask comes down on War Machine, and you don't got to worry about Cheadle doing anything.
That's true.
And Ruffalo just has to go, like, well, the Hulk's out. I'm done.
Yep.
So we'll see. I don't know. My money would be on Iron Man. That's my guess.
All right. Good guess. He started it, so he should finish it. Time to wrap it up?
Yeah.
All right. So if you want to help support the show, go to patreon.com/editorsnotecomics. For $1 a month, you get this podcast a day early, plus Patreon-exclusive podcasts when Zach gets off his lazy ass and does them.
Well, no, there's two out this week.
Oh, he got off his lazy ass and did them.
There's one that's, I mean, by the time this comes out, the other two will be out, so it doesn't matter. We did, because sometimes I get PDFs early. I was like, you know, if I get my shipment on time, then they'll both be out at the same time. But then I had the whole boiler thing, so that really set me back a day.
Oh, is that what you were recording before I got here?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was.
Nice.
I've recorded two podcasts today.
Good for you. Also,
my throat is dry.
Oh, drink your tea.
I'm out of tea. Tea's gone.
Oh, no, there is no tea. Plus, you can visit the store at 210 Water Street in Hollowell, where there's Zach's Emergency Boiler Sale going on. $5 off any $30 purchase, $10 off $40 purchases, $20 off $60, $30 off $80, and $40 off $100 purchases. And that sale goes through March 9th. So all next week. and a little beyond that too.
Yeah, that the sale was a surprise to me and to everyone else.
Make Zach's pain your gain at the emergency boiler-a-thon sale.
Profit off of my misfortune.
I've been doing that for many years now.
That was a surprise.
Plus, you can visit the store on a variety of internet platforms, most specifically editorsnotecomics.com. You can also find Zach on the Facebooks, the Twitters, and Instagrams, where you can see Kirby.
I have the most fun on Twitter. You do. And you're also on Twitter.
At Junior Rich.
That's a thing. We'll be back next week to prep more Captain Marvel, except this time it won't be about her. It'll be about the Kree-Skrull War.
Oh, Skrulls?
I gotta get that off to you. I haven't read it
Skrills.
Yet.
Skrillex. Skrillex.
No, stop saying Skrills.
Skrillex.
All right, we'll be back.
He is Viggo.
Wow. Weird long callback. Bye.